Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Building Better Blocks to Healthier Life Show with Penny McElroy. Daily episodes packed full of informational wellness nuggets. Because your healthier life is closer than you think.
Welcome to the show. My name is Jennifer Navarrete, and during the month of November, we are learning all about the building blocks to good health from certified integrative nutrition coach Penny McElroy. You know, the bedroom should be a restful sanctuary. What should you do if your bedroom is more tech central, though, than sanctuary? So, Penny, what should we do to get a good night's sleep?
Well, first off, we need to understand that we're not in this alone. The Center of Disease Control says that there are 50 to 70 million Americans that are suffering from sleep or wakefulness disorders. And that's just insufficient sleep is all it is. So there's all kinds of things to do. So I'm going to start this list. You need to go to bed earlier. You need to try to get to sleep and get up at the same time every day. You need to address tomorrow's issues tonight. And a good way to do that is just to make a to-do list of things that you have to do. Then if your mind keeps wandering, you can always rein it in and say, that's on the list. I'll take care of it tomorrow. Just before bed, take a hot shower or a hot bath. I love to take Epsom salt baths. It's better to exercise in the evening because that kind of wears you out. And if you exercise in the morning, a lot of times you're not awake yet. So you run the risk of injury when you do that. Okay, set your thermostat between 60 and 70, which is, by the X calculations, that's the perfect ideal sleeping conditions. It kind of helps you to avoid one of the things that you need to do. Another thing you need to do is try not to sleep in, because if you sleep in even on the weekends, you're creating a situation where you actually have jet lag. Be smart about your napping. If you don't get enough sleep the night before, it's good to take a nap, unless you have insomnia. Because if you have insomnia, that could keep you from sleeping the next night. Fight after dinner drowsiness. Yeah, get up, do something stimulating. To keep, as you can tell, I mean, I can go on and on and on with this list, but who's going to do all that? You know, can we change that overnight? How about you? Do you think you can do all of those things cold turkey?
Cold turkey, probably not. I think I could probably, just on the little bit of a list that you've given me, I probably could integrate maybe two or three of these right away and then would have to slowly, as I got into a habit of doing those two or three and got good at it and felt comfortable with it, then I could probably add something else. I think the things that are simple to do are setting the AC at a lower temperature, exercising in the evening, and taking a shower before bed, and even addressing tomorrow's list today. I have actually started doing that recently, and I use my list on my phone. And so what I'll do is I'll just make the quick list before I go to bed, and that kind of you're right, it does ease my mind, because in the morning I'm kind of groggy and I'm like, what is it I'm supposed to do today? And because I've written it down the night before, I have a direction that I can go in and not be worried that I'm missing something or leaving something out.
Yeah, that's a whole show in itself. There's a book by Brian Tracy that's called Eat That Frog, and that explains that technique. There's a lot of good traits about that. But I just recently had realized that making that list at night is a huge, huge relief off of your shoulders so that it's easier to relax and go to sleep at night. So, but, you know, these things can be very overwhelming for the average person. And you're smart in thinking that, okay, I'm going to tackle one of these things at a time. We're all creatures of habit. And we get into the habit of taking our iPads to bed with us or putting our phone next to our head at night just in case somebody calls so we can wake up and answer the phone. We're all creatures of habit on all the things that we do, not realizing that helping to keep us awake at night, not allowing us to get into that deep restorative sleep. And then we wonder why we feel bad all the time. Yeah, health coaches are really good to help people walk through things like this. Most people don't realize that they have habits that need to be changed. Some people are lucky. Some people realize that, and they can start working on that. But just like we talked about earlier in some of the earlier shows, having a buddy, having somebody that you can talk to about it, talk your way through it, and that's what a health coach does, you know, for people. So there's a few things that you can actually do during the day that will help you sleep better at night. One of the things is to expose yourself to bright sunlight in the morning. This actually will help wake you up and get your day going so that you, exposing yourself to bright sunlight in the morning, it's a light on your face that helps you wake up and feel more alert. Spending more time during the day outside in the daylight. Let as much natural light into your home or your workspace as you can. Be smart about nighttime reading. There are certain electronic devices like iPads, Kindle Fire. These have more disruptive illumination from the front, and that is going to disrupt your sleep. Our light is very crucial to getting a good night's sleep. You have to have complete darkness, or at least as close to complete darkness as you can possibly get. There's a lot of physiological things that are happening. One of them is melatonin. Melatonin is what helps get you to sleep, and it's a hormone, helps get you to sleep and helps keep you asleep. And your body will immediately cut off producing melatonin as soon as there's light. So it's important that at night it's really dark.
You know, Penny, you've mentioned in previous shows that we are a nation of folks that just really doesn't like to sleep. We've got that fear of missing out thing happening. But could it also be because our bedrooms don't offer a restful place to recharge from the busyness of our day?
Yeah, the bedroom is supposed to be for sleep. And one of the things that I have done in my life, and it has helped me an awful lot, is to make sure that I take the computer and the electronic devices out of my bedroom. The only thing I have in there is my phone, and I really shouldn't have it. And there's times I actually put it in a drawer so that if it's an emergency, I can actually hear it, but it keeps it out of the way because it is cool, it's restful, it's peaceful. It's where you go to relax, to rejuvenate, and we don't keep it that way. So many times in today's busy world, it's just an extension of what we've done during the day.
You know, that makes a lot of sense. The tech piece you mentioned, the iPad and the Kindle Fire, those, it makes sense that they'd be more disruptive to our sleep because those screens are bigger and it's just a bigger, you know, amount of light hitting our face. What about, here, I have a question for you because we keep the room pretty dark, but at the point where all of a sudden we need to be able to see in case we get up because, you know, the dog needs to go out or you need to go to the bathroom or anything like that. We've got a light on in the closet. So should we not have that light on in the closet? I mean, how do we make sure we're not bumping ourselves into anything? You know, is that a night light? Is that okay? Or is even a night light too much light?
You know, the night light is actually too much light, but you're right. You do have to be able to see if you have to get up to go to the bathroom or take the dog out. So you need to have some way of being able to keep a dim light that you can turn on. You know, maybe even a flashlight, you know, something very, just enough so that you can see to get around. And if you plan on going back to sleep, It's real important to make sure that it's a very dim light, just enough for you to see. And I believe it's a blue light is the best light to have. The white light and the red light, I think, is the most disruptive.
I've never heard of blue lights. I mean, an actual blue light?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it shines blue.
I'm going to have to go see where I can find that. I guess they probably have them at Home Depot or something like that, huh?
Yeah, what you'll do is you'll start noticing these lights. I've got a charger that is by my bed. I've got it plugged in over there because of the night study that you and I have been going through. But it has a little blue light that shines through where you plug it in. So what you'll notice is that things have either kind of a yellow tint, they don't have a blue tint, a white tint. There's all different kind colors of lights that shine at night. You know, your clock light, your phone light. I've even got a full body vibrating machine that I keep in my bedroom, and it has a red light. Yeah, that's on it. So there's all different colors of lights.
So much going on. Okay, so preparing for a good night's sleep. What else should we know?
We've pretty much talked about things that that is actually going to prepare us. If you really have a problem sleeping, it's real important to take baths or take a hot shower. Do something that is going to get the blood flow away from your brain and into your skin, because that's going to help you relax. Things like Epsom salt. There's certain oils that are really good to help you sleep as well. Lavender oil is an excellent way of being able to relax. A lot of times people will use lavender oil even with babies that are fussy at night. It'll help them go to sleep. So there's a lot of different things that you can do, but you have to find out what works for you. You know, what works for me may not work for you. You may need a different relaxation technique. Deep breathing a lot of times will work. And the more that you are anxious about going to sleep, then the longer it's going to take you to get there. You know, so when you think about sleep, sometimes it helps just to think about, I'm going to relax, not even worry about sleep. I'm just going to lay here and relax. I'm going to feel all my muscles relax. There's a technique that you can do that where you tense your muscles real tight and then you loosen them up. And this is a conscious thing. It's almost like counting sheep because you can feel those muscles tense real tight. And then when they relax, that does something to you. It does something to your brain, because the brain starts relaxing. So it's like deep breathing. Those are techniques that you can use that's going to help you sleep. But you need to be attuned to your body. There are certain people that they can't drink coffee after 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening. There's others that can't drink coffee after noon because if they do, it keeps them awake. Caffeine is notorious for keeping you awake. Some people will drink a nightcap before they go to bed because they say it helps them relax. But statistics are showing, and the scientists are showing, that alcohol can actually make it harder for you to go to sleep. So you've got to be attuned to your body. What works? When do you get sleepy? What are you doing?
Well, it probably, if you said be in tune with your body, and that really is key, because as you mentioned earlier, some things that work with, you know, someone may not work for someone else. But I think, too, I mean, you probably don't want to be drinking, you know, a Coke, eating candy, watching, you know, things that are very high energy. Probably want to start winding your day down by having soft music or soft lighting, maybe drink some hot herbal tea that has no caffeine in it, and just kind of slowly wind down your day to kind of get you in the mindset and the body set for sleep, because it's really a mind-body connection, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely mind-body. You know, and food and drink is very crucial. I mean, you don't want a full stomach and then try to sleep. Your body's working too hard.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense, Penny. Well, hey, folks, you heard it here. Penny has given us some great tips to kind of prepare our bodies and our minds to sleep. Now, tomorrow, we are going to discover that when it comes to sleep, it's really time to revert back to childhood.